This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
In the highs and in the lows, mountain tops and seas below, I know we'll always find a way home.
Rated MALSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Finally, show with the balls and call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
Oh, you know it, I know it, and we all kind of get together and talk about it. There is no doubt about that. Anyways, how are you? Today is Monday, June the 10th of 2024, day 162nd of the year. And only 204 days remaining. Anyways, I hope everything is getting grand inside of your neck of the woods as we are broadcasting from the Safety FM studios in Orlando, Florida, and hanging out with our friends and colleagues over there at that other place.
You're being infiltrated. Radio Big.
Yeah, I love it when the button thingy doesn't want to work, yicky. You know what I'm saying? You know, you press the button and nothing happens. Anyway, so how was your weekend? Did you do anything fun? Did you do anything exciting? Did you do anything that you wanted to brag about? Because I always wonder, because, you know, you should have the opportunity to talk about it. And if that's the case, well, you can go to callinradio.com. Yeah, callinradio.com will do the number for you. Yeah, you know, callinradio, that will do it. The trick, the number, the move, the groove, you know, that fun stuff. Call in radio. So there you go. So once you get there, video, audio, and text messaging is readily available for you. Just in case if you're looking today and you're going, hold on, I can only hear the radio. I can only hear the podcast. Yeah, there is no video today. Just a little FYI action. Some people get so gung-ho about that thing. I don't get it. But yeah, no video. No video today as we are hanging out and doing our thing. So don't worry about it. We're all good. You can still do call-in radio or callinradio.com, better saying. That will get everything moving and grooving in our general direction. You can interact with the show if you're so inclined to do so. Also, on the other side of the equation, you know, we're still talking. We're still doing all of our stuff. We are a show about safety and the news. Some people go, so why don't you talk about safety news? You can only talk about safety news. If you only talked about safety news, the show would be extremely short. And some people will go, well, there are other people that are out there that do that. Well, that's good. Good for them. I'm glad that that's what they get to do. I, on the other hand, am not doing that. I'm doing other stuff for us to hang out and do things together. So we're good together. You and I, doing our thing, hanging out. So there you go. So with that being said, let's start talking about right away about what the hell was trending in the overnight.
Yeah, is What Was Trending. Rated R. Safety Show.
Okay, so as I take a look of what the hell was going on, this is what I got to see. This is what I got to discover. A strange sight at the White House over the weekend, and a stranger monthly jobs report. We'll talk about that. Also, Mike Tyson and Jake Paul will face off in this November. All things point to the end for Ben and Jen. We'll talk about that too. Also, White Collar gets a reboot, and Stranger Things gets animated. Yeah, we'll talk about that in casting calls. What else? William and Eugene. Represent the House of Windsor at a friend's wedding. We'll talk about that as we get into the Royals, you know, all that kind of fun stuff. Yeah, so that's it. That's what we got this morning. So we'll do some news, we'll do some other things, and then we'll come in, do a main story, and get you moving and grooving. Yeah, that's what we do. Main story stuff. Move and groove stuff. You know, all the fun stuff. So let's do the news. Or let's not do the news and just jump right into it. Yeah, sometimes I wonder about these board things. I'm like, did you see that I had stuff going on, or did you not see? It sounds like it's going to be a cluster of a day when it comes to sound stuff, but it's okay. That's what we do around here. So maybe we should do the news now.
It's the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
In feature story news in London, I'm Ollie Barrett. Emmanuel Macron has called a snap election in France in response to a victory for the right in European polls. Marine Le Pen's National Rally Party is on course to win around a third of the vote in European Parliament elections. President Macron's dissolved Parliament and called national elections for the 30th of June and the 7th of July, as Ross Cullen reports from Paris.
This is a sudden decision. Now, this is a really dramatic A move by the French president sandwiching the UK election. And now we have to try to fit in a snap general election campaign before the Olympics get underway here. He really has said, look, if the votes are there for the far right at European Union level when it comes to France's MEPs, perhaps the votes are there for the far right at a domestic level. And so he is putting his trust in the electorate to go back to the polls at the end of the month to vote for a new batch of MPs. At the moment, he doesn't have a majority. He's hoping perhaps that he can create a majority, maybe pick up some gains, some constituencies across the board.
Israel's war cabinet minister Benny Gantz has resigned from the country's emergency government. He's calling on Prime Minister Netanyahu to set a date for elections and is criticising the government's post-conflict plans for Gaza. Narendra Modi meets his new cabinet on Monday, a day after he was sworn in as India's prime minister for the third time. His party hasn't secured a majority in the elections, raising questions about the stability of his government. Neha Punia reports from New Delhi.
His allies have been given five cabinet berths. That's one berth for each of his regional allies. But there are already rumblings about the key positions having gone to the BJP, that's Mr. Modi's party's own ministers. They've seemingly retained the portfolios of finance, home, defence, as well as external affairs. And some allies have said they will wait for Mr. Modi to take remedial measures. So it's unclear, you know, what sort of wrangling will continue and what other sort of concessions will Mr. Modi have to make.
South Korea's resuming the broadcast of propaganda messages across the border with the North. It comes as Seoul abandons a 2018 de-escalating military pact, heightening tensions around the demilitarized zone. Chris Gilbert reports.
The messages were blasted over loudspeakers and updated that South Korea was leaving the 2018 military pact. Seoul says it's in response to North Korea sailing about 1,000 balloons full of paper waste across the DMZ into South Korea last week. Pyongyang says they were sent after defector groups in South Korea continually sailed propaganda into the North, and it's promising a firm response to the broadcasts, but has not detailed yet what they will be.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks, with more today on the surprise move by French President Emmanuel Macron to dissolve the country's parliament and call fresh elections. It means a new government will be in place in Paris in time for this summer's Olympic Games. The move followed a surge in far-right support in European elections across the continent, and particularly in France, where the far-right Rassemblement National, led by Marine Le Pen, trounced candidates backed by President Macron. Reporter Peter Allen is in Paris.
The Rassemblement National used to be called the Front National, terrible antecedents, anti-Semitism, racism and the like, but they're clearly making ground. They've always do quite well in European elections. A lot of people use them to let off steam. But Emmanuel Macron looked at these results immediately and he went on television and said, look, we're going to have parliamentary elections. Emmanuel Macron had never won anything before standing to be president of France, didn't have any great party background behind him. He named his coalition to begin with after himself, En Marche, the same initials as Emmanuel Macron. He's disappearing in a few years' time, and there is a chance now that Marine Le Pen could step into the void.
The two rounds of those elections will take place on June the 30th and July the 7th, promising an extraordinarily rapid test for both Macron and Le Pen in the month ahead. With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks.
To recap the top stories, Emmanuel Macron's called a snap election in France in response to a victory for the right in European polls. Israel's war cabinet minister Benny Gantz has resigned from the country's emergency government. Narendra Modi meets his new cabinet on Monday, a day after being sworn in as India's prime minister for the third time. And South Korea's resuming the broadcast of propaganda messages across the border with the North. That's the latest feature story news, Ollie Barrett reporting.
This show is almost as enjoyable as hearing the sound of the toilet flush. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
If you're anything like me, you have certain tendencies to put things off, such as filing taxes, the doctor, you know, working on that home improvement project that you're supposed to be doing, but you just haven't gotten to it. And while most of the times it works out, the one thing in life that you really cannot afford to wait on is setting up term coverage life insurance. You've probably seen life insurance commercials on TV and thought, yeah, I'll look into it later. Well, the answer is no. This isn't something that you can wait for. Choose life insurance through Ladder today. Ladder is 100% digital, no doctors, no needles, no paperwork. When you apply for $3 million in coverage or less, just answer a few questions about your health in an application. Ladder's customers rate them 4.8 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot, and they've made Forbes Best Life Insurance in 2021's list. You just need a few minutes and a phone or a laptop to apply. Ladder Smart algorithm works in real time, so you'll find out if you're instantly approved. No hidden fees, cancel anytime. Get full refund if you change your mind in the first 30 days. Ladder policies are issued by insurers with long proven histories of paying claims. They're rated A and A plus by AM Best. Finally, since life insurance costs more as you age, now is the time to cross off your list. So go to ladder.com/safetyfm today to see if you're instantly approved. That's ladder.com/safetyfm. ladderlife.com/safetyfm. You all want to hit your revenue targets and get the launch done. Well, making sure that your team knows what to do and how to do it is a huge part of it. So I'm sure that you all do different kinds of training, and I'm willing to bet that you probably use PowerPoint, Zoom, etc. I also bet that when you get someone droning on about a topic using these tools, you probably zone out. And your team does too. I mean, it is a reality of what happens. That's why I strongly recommend a tool called Articulate 360. That makes it so easy to whip together interactive, really beautiful e-learnings that really engages people and gets info across.
You can create short-form micro-learning, super interactive courses, and really whatever you need when you're in their site. Then, with a couple of clicks, you can send it out and check on it and see the progress of your team. Your team can also check back on the training anytime they want in a super simple portal. Literally, everyone uses Articulate. Over 120,000 companies and all 100 Fortune 100 companies. Check it out at articulate.com/360 to start a free trial. That's articulate.com/360 to start your free trial. And don't forget to tell them that I was the one that sent you there.
Is your safety training old, stale, and hacked?
Is your safety trainer still preaching a warped version of behavior-based safety?
How about safety training that actually addresses your hazards in your workplaces and is not standardized baloney from 25 years ago? Contact the Safety Wars team at safetywars.com or call Jim Pozel at 845-269-5772. Remember, if you're receiving this message, you are the solution to unsafe workplaces.
It's always amazing to me on how technology changes, and so does the environment that we're in. And cyber criminals will do everything they can to take advantage of a system. If you don't own a home, you have nothing to fear about what I'm about to tell you. But if you own a home like me and you don't guard it with Home Title Lock, you're inviting home title fraud, one of the fastest growing crimes. Cyber thieves around the world know our home values are sky high at the moment, and that makes us a target. The crime is scary simple. Let me explain it to you real quick. A cyber thief simply forges your name on a property sale form and refiles it. That's it. Now he or she is on the deed of your home, and you have no idea that you're a victim. Then the person takes out a loan on your home and vanishes to the police that you didn't commit bank fraud. Home Title Locks puts a virtual barrier around your home title. The instant they detect any kind of tampering or anybody messing around, they help shut it down. Look, if you have equity in your home, you need to guard it the best way that you can. Some people might even go as far as guarding it with their life. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and register your address to see if you already are a victim. And enter the code RADIO. That's RADIO. That's the code RADIO for 30 days free of protection. That's code RADIO at HomeTitleLock.com.
You are listening to something magical. You're listening to the Rated R Safety Show.
Oh, yeah, something magical. All right, I'll tell you that. There's a number of things that feel like magic. I think she's magic. I think it's magic. You know, magic, magic, magic. And I'm not talking about the mic type. Anyway, so there you go. Anyway, so, you know, coming off of this thing, if you noticed, I love that we get to do stuff in real time. And what does that mean? Well, if you're taking a listen, you kind of realize that there's some popping sounds. And I had to fix it as we go, or at least the cluster of groove that's here gets to fix it as we go. Anyway, so, you know, let's get back into it. Let's get into this as we're 18 minutes past the top of the hour. And let's talk about some of the things that are going on, because that's why you're here. You're here to hang out with me and get to do some stuff. So let's talk about this. Inside of the hit list. Yeah. The top line reports. Yeah. Reports that the Bureau of Labor Statistics on Friday suggested that 272,000 jobs were created nationwide in the month of May. Headlines called the number a whooping robust and surging. But closer look raises some questions that makes the number look a lot like some serious book cooking. So let's talk about this. Full-time unemployment decreased by 625,000 in the month of May. While part-time gigs ticked up 286,000 to help end the help men's meet. A record 8.4 million Americans are working in multiple jobs, up to 3 million from the pre-COVID levels. And while native-born Americans reported 663,000 fewer jobs in May, foreign workers picked up 414,000 new jobs. So if you throw all those numbers in a pot and boil them along enough, somehow BLS gets 272,000 jobs created. Huh? So I don't know. It's some weird number for you, Askew. I never understand these things on how, you know, you do the sum of all fears into one thing in regards of how the numbers look. I mean, I don't know. What do you think? And is this even something that you care about? Because we talk about all kinds of weird stuff. I just look at it and go, I'm glad you're employed, we're employed, and we're moving forward. So let's talk about this. On the same day that Israel announced the completion of the mission to rescue four hostages held by Hamas, thousands of demonstrators gathered in front of the White House to demand the end of the American support for Israel. Organizers connected thousands of feet of red fabric encircled the White House, representing a red line between Joe Biden that should not cross and the support of Israel. In May, Biden publicly said that he would end military support to Israel that rolled into Rafah, the Hamas stronghold. Israel has since rolled into Rafah, taking to the page of the Pinko activist playbook. Organizers dubbed symbolic encirclement the people's red line. Okay, let's see. Based on social media video, protesters defaced the statues and carried banners calling for jihad and martyrdom. Also, the highlight was certainly the duo holding, some not very good words for Hamas signs, not even a Palestine. Hamas, the terrorist group that uses women and children as human shields and stores missiles and weapons in private homes, the group has built operational facilities and tunnels under hospitals, and the group criminalizes homosexuality. So more shocking, not a mention of the raucous rally above to fold on Saturday or Sunday on the home pages of CNN, MSNBC, ABC News, or CBS News. Deep on CNN's site, they posted a video explaining the reason for the symbols of protest using, and NBC News generously couched the riot with the headline, "Thousands gather outside of the White House to protest for the war in Gaza." Worth asking, with the insurrection having become a buzzword since January of 2021, and some of the things that come across the country, particularly sensitive violence towards institutions, doesn't such a terminus protest merit more top coverage line? I'm just trying to figure it out. I don't know. It gets pretty weird when it gets into all this political stuff, but what do I know?
We at Safety FM are not responsible for what this idiot behind the microphone is saying.
He is trying to be entertaining.
Rated R Safety Show.
I don't know if entertainment's the thing. I think that I'm just trying to talk about a little bit about everything. I mean, I don't know. It seems that lately all of our news, and I'm just talking about news in general, is more political than anything else. I mean, you can't go anywhere this year so far and not really be involved with politics one way, shape, or form. And it gets old, and let's be realistic, it gets kind of boring when it's all said and done. But hey, that I guess that's the gig. So there you go. So let's follow up to a story that we were talking about last week. Police in California have busted robbers behind the theft of 2,800 Lego kits from multiple stores over the series of weeks. A tipster alerted authorities to identify one of the prime suspects back in December 39, Blanco Godino. Since then, has been watched closely by the police, who reportedly followed her from yet another theft last Tuesday evening. She took them to a home of a 71-year-old Richard Siegel. The next day, officers returned for a search warrant, subsequently found that there was hundreds of stolen Lego kits. Oops, while conducting the search on the property, multiple people arrived at the home expecting to buy discount Lego kits from ads that Siegel had placed online. Siegel and Condano have been arrested for charges on this. This is according to NBC News. Like, realistically, this is what you're going to go down for? So you're going to rob Lego kits, and then all of a sudden you're going to post the sale online. And then to make everything even worse, once you do that, then you have to sell them? I mean, this sounds like way too much work. I mean, I don't know. I look at it and I go, why would you want to do that? That's the kind of a ring that you don't want to do. And then you're going to sell the stuff on top of that. So it makes it even more difficult. So now I'm running ads in regards of getting everything done. I don't know. I look at it and I go, why would you do all of that? Why wouldn't you just do it from the standpoint of some kind of level of theft where it doesn't become that difficult for you? I mean, what do you think? Am I overthinking this? Because if you're going to do all of that, why would you go into that kind of business and not something entirely different?
Who truly cares what this guy has to say? Who gives a shit? Rated R Safety Show.
Hey, I'm just asking the question, man. I mean, I don't know. I just think it's a weird thing to steal anything in the first place and then have to go out there and sell it. I mean, that just sounds, well, number one, it sounds not fun. If anything, I was going to say it sounds probably terrible. So there you go. So let's continue talking about some other things that are going on inside of the world of the news here. Because why would we not? Why would we not do that? Of course. Okay, officials in Wyoming are scrambling to figure out how to repair a section of road that collapsed on Sunday, cutting off a major thoroughfare between eastern Idaho and Jackson, Wyoming. Trouble started on Thursday when a crack in the road triggered a motorcycle crash. Construction teams quickly patched the road, which reopened that night to close again on Friday. After a nearby mudslide had occurred. When the crews returned early Saturday morning, they found that the section of the road was, out there. No word yet on how long it will take before the reopen of the stretch. In the meantime, commuters and visitors that are headed to the National Park, Grand Teton National Park in Jackson, will have to find alternative routes and much longer routes. This is according to the Associated Press. So there you go. Can you imagine you're starting your your summer vacation for a moment. And then all of a sudden, now you get to make a run for it. Different direction because on how things have panned out. This is not good. This is no bueno. This is not good information. This is not what people want. I'm just saying. So there you go. Anyways, take a listen to this. Animal rescue organization and zoos are working together to keep both wild and captive species cool amid Mexico's ongoing heat wave, with temperatures reaching 110 degrees. Lions have been given meat popsicles and air conditioning rooms that have been erected to house birds or prey who are being fed frozen rats. Mission is to collect the howler monkeys before they fall victim to heat stroke, listen to me, have not been successful. However, according to one wildlife biologist, there has been over 250 howler monkey deaths across the nation. Meanwhile, newly elected president, I'm going to butcher her name, Claudia Sheinbaum, is using issue to further her cause for protecting wildlife and the environment, something that she plans to hit the road when she takes office in October of October 1st of this year. So this is according to AP News. So what do you think? Are they doing it the right way? I mean, I don't know. I'm asking you. I know nothing about meat popsicles. That just sounds weird to me altogether when it's all said and done. Anyways, 28 minutes past the top of the hour. Let's go a little bit slow here. Actor Alan Scarfe has died. He passed away on April the 28th. Hold on. Why did it take so long to report this? At his home in Quebec after a battle with colon cancer. Scarfe is the best known for his roles of 7 Days in Star Trek, the next Generation. He was 77 at the time of his passing. Also, Charlie Spencer, the younger brother of Princess Diana, and Karen Spencer are divorcing after 13 years of marriage. Part that led to the split is the strain that Charles felt while opening up about the physical and sexual abuse that he experienced at boarding school. He had detailed in his memoir, a very private school. They have one daughter, Charlotte Diane. By the way, he's 60 and she's 52. Does the age thing factor or matter here? I mean, I don't know. I'm just asking. So there you go. That's a split. Things get so weird sometimes when we start talking about some things that are going on. I never understand it, but hey, everybody has to do their own thing, of course, in regards on how that goes. Let's talk about the weekend box office. So let's go through this real quick. At number 10 was In a Violent Nature, coming in at $640,000. Let's see, The Dumpster Battle, coming in at number 9 at $820,000. At number 8 was The Strangers Chapter 1 with $1.8 million. The Fall Guy, $2.7 million at number 7. Furiosa. Yeah, I think that was the biggest drop of the week. It was last week, it was number 2. Now it's number 6. Furiosa Mad Max Saga, $4.2 million. And number 5 was Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes with $5.4 million. And number 4, The Watcher with $7 million. I've never even heard of this. I thought the only Watcher that I knew was a Keanu Reeves movie. Also, at number 3 was If with $8 million. I went and saw that this weekend. That wasn't bad. I was actually kind of surprised. Kind of sad, though. I mean, I'm not going to lie here. At number 2 was Garfield at $10 million. And the number 1 movie in the box office, I guess, Will Smith still showing that he has the traction and the power if you really want to take a look. Bad Boys, Ride or Die, $56 billion. So there you go. So let's talk about this real quick. Let's talk about the numbers. The Dow lost about 87 points to close at 38,798 on Friday. The S&P lost about 5 points to close at 5,346. And the NASDAQ lost about 40 points to close at 17,133. West Texas Intermediate closed at $75 a barrel on Friday. And Brent crude was at $77 a barrel. The national average price of a gallon of gas was $3.44 on Sunday. Bitcoin ticked down over the weekend, trading just around $69,600 on Sunday. And there was more than, 3,460 flights delayed within, into, and out of the United States on Sunday. And about, 75 such cancellations. Tonight's Mega Million drawing will be for a $30 million jackpot or a $13.9 million cash payout. So if you want to play the game, you have the opportunity to do so. Tonight's Powerball drawing will be for a $221 million jackpot or a $104 million cash payout. So there you go. Let's talk about these two things real quick and then we'll get moving. The bout between Mike Tyson and Jake Paul will now take place on November the 15th, the match was moved, originally scheduled date from July, after Tyson suffered a medical emergency mid-air a couple of weeks ago. Following the incident, both Paul and Tyson agreed to push back the fight to later that would have enough time to keep up with his training. So there you go. Also, the Ben Affleck thing that we were talking about at the very beginning. Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez purchased a home last year and is back on the market. Insiders say the couple are trying to quietly sell the Beverly Hills mansion amid rumors of them heading to Splitsville. Ben is already living somewhere else, and Jen is reportedly looking for a new spot to call home. This is according to Cosmos. And then I'll say this one, and then we'll get out of here. So here you go. Howard University is taking back the honorary degree that they had given to Sean Combs in response to the case of him showing assaulting then-girlfriend Cassie. In a statement, the university said that Combs' behavior is so fundamentally incompatible with Howard University's core values, the belief is that he is deemed no longer worthy to hold the institution's highest honor. The school is also getting rid of the scholarship program in his name and terminating a pledge agreement made with his foundation. In addition to the assault from 2016, there was been claims that Combs assaulted women that he was dating while attending Howard University. No word whether the school is looking into those accusations. So there you go. Anyway, so let's go ahead and get into our main story because it is almost that time.
Here is our main story on the Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so there you go. Main story time as we are hanging out and taking a look around inside of the world of the things that are going on. So let's talk about this because, I'm just doing this for the sake of doing it. But a few months ago, there was this, I shouldn't say a few months ago, but there was being this reported for some period of time of this grand debate. Yes, the grand debate. Safety one versus safety two. Safety one versus safety two. I mean, I'm sure you've heard this bullshit all over the place. in one way, shape, or form. So there were two presenters that did a keynote. The battle between safety one and safety two. Who's right and who's wrong? And they did this at some big conference. So there was this conversation that it went, we are pretty passionate about learning from each other. Whose safety career has been heavily influenced by traditional safety concepts are the hallmarks of safety one. If it wasn't for that, we were conceding, it was, oh, I didn't see it that way. We were at a common goal. We're trying to protect the people from harm. Yeah, I'm trying to protect the people from harm. I think we can tell that we all agree on that. And the focus to discover the commonalities among the two approaches, which are often vigorously debated. The launch here was rooted solely on safety two, or safety differently as a proactive approach. The most important aspect of safety two brings about is the broadens the focus of creating safe work environments and creating an environment in which safe work can be done. But also, I have to confess that I have introduced programs that were classic safety ones into organizations as well. I have found a foot in both camps, so I can speak from two tongues in this regard. So, let's see. Among the key questions that they were examined in the conclusions were, is safety one really new? In safety, yes, but in management, no. Is safety one really old? Yes, but it remains alive and well and still valid. Is safety one wrong, or should it be abandoned? Definitely not. Is safety two the only way forward? Simply to put it, no. Is safety two making an impact on safety performance? It's most definitely impacting safety, but an impact on performance is still to be determined. Is it possible to integrate these approaches? I don't think we can integrate them, said one of the speakers, but we can align them. So for one example, there was approaches of, let's see, on how the U.S. Marine Corps uses this. Also, they explained that the mariners achieve this through various characteristics, such as always being ready and training members with mindfulness skills, according to Safety One, and then training with the focus of loyalty, trust to each other, which is Safety Two. A singular focus in performing activity of Safety One, building skills of risk, should avoid Safety One. Leaning on the power of values and safety too, having an improvised, adapt, and overcome approach, and operating under the motto of no one left behind is the safety one and safety two. The mariners can be modeled as professionals or organizations and different tools from these approaches. So, if you want to view safety in as fragile it is in times, look at it like an egg. One of the speakers said, let's also say that the yolk is safety one and the egg, where safety two is the white of the egg. Ultimately, what we end up with is businesses scrambling to get together. It's still an egg regardless. So I don't know. I'm kind of torn about this thing because listen, you can't go out there and swing some bullshit that, you know, it's a heavy debate between safety one and safety two. And you did this for months. And then all of a sudden you do the speech and go, oh yeah, we're inside of the same hen house. I mean, I don't know. I look at this stuff and I go, yes, you almost have to look at some of these aspects as bolt-ons. People got from one way to another way because of the stuff that they were doing previously. It's not like you're going to jump out there and go, oh, yes, this is the only one that works. Nope, you had to test the market, at least if you did it the right way. You had to test the market before you decided to jump from one to the other or the other one to another. It's kind of the way that it goes. So I don't know. I look at it and I go, at the end of the day, you have to do whatever is best for you and your organization. It's not about a number system. It's about what works the best, because that's what we're here to focus on.
Oops. What did he just say?
We at Safety FM don't always agree with the viewpoints of our hosts and guests.
Now back to real safety talk on Safety FM.
Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the home of real safety talk.
You're listening to Safety FM. We'll be right back.
This portion of the show has been sponsored by Private Internet Access, America's number one virtual private network, or VPN. Even if you use incognito mode, internet service providers is storing your browser data and many times even selling it. But Private Internet Access, or PIA, can help you.
DIA encrypts and reroutes your internet traffic through one of its own servers, hiding your data from your internet service provider or network admin. And with servers in over 75 countries, you can get unrestricted access to geo-blocked content from around the world. DIA comes with easy-to-use apps and browsers, extension for all devices, a rock-solid privacy policy, open source security, advanced customization settings, and it was just ranked the fastest VPN in the world by PC Magazine. And if you sign up right now with BIA, you can take advantage of a special deal only for Safety FM listeners. Only by using the following link, you can get the digital privacy for less than $2 a month. Yes, you did hear me correctly. Less than $2 a month and an extra 4 months for free. So that means for only $1.98 a month and 83% off, you can get this service for you right now. That's so much more inexpensive than virtually every other VPN on the market. And if you get it right now, you can take BIA's 30-day risk-free challenge. You can try it out for 30 days, see if you like it, and if not, just return it for a full refund. So just go to safetyfm.com/VPN. That's safetyfm.com/VPN to try out the best VPN on the planet completely risk-free. Now remember, safetyfm.com/VPN.
Listen at your own risk. Rated R Safety Show.
Let me talk to you real quick. What is HelloFresh? With HelloFresh, you get farm-fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep. Skip trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. That's why it's America's number one meal kit. Spend your time this month shopping for gifts and sipping cocoa, not stuck at the checkout line. Sign up for HelloFresh and get everything you need to whip up a fresh, tasty meal delivered to your door. Just choose your recipes, select a delivery date, and relax knowing that dinner's on its way. HelloFresh has over 45 recipes and more than 100 seasonal add-on items to choose from every week, so it's easier than ever to find something everyone will enjoy. Go to HelloFresh.com/safetyfmfree. That's HelloFresh.com/safetyfmfree to use the code safetyfmfree for free breakfast for life. One breakfast item per box while subscription is active. That's free breakfast for life at HelloFresh.com/safetyfmfree with code safetyfmfree. FM free. And don't forget that this is why HelloFresh is America's number one meal kit.
You are listening to a radio god. What? This has to be an error. That host is not a radio god. Anyways, this is the Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Embrace a daily boost of nature with Field of Greens. Discover the simple power of one scoop to elevate your well-being. Enjoy the flavor that appeals to you the most and let the blend of organic fruits and vegetables enhance your life. Experience the following benefits with Field of Greens. Noticeable energy increase to power you throughout the day.
Improved quality of sleep.
Enhanced digestive comfort and a general uplift in your wellness. Field of Greens stands out with the selection of organically grown ingredients, each carefully picked for its benefits to your heart and overall health. We are confident that you'll appreciate the benefits of Field of Greens. If it doesn't meet your expectations, we offer a straightforward money-back guarantee. Jumpstart your health journey with a special offer, 15% off your first purchase plus complimentary expedited shipping. Just visit fieldofgreens.com and use the code SAFETYFM to redeem your discount. That's SAFETYFM at fieldofgreens.com. Experience nature's touch at fieldofgreens.com/SAFETYFM. And don't forget to tell them that Jay Allen sent you.
Jay Allen in the morning, weekdays on Radio Big.
I know you all want to hit your revenue targets and get the launch done. Well, making sure that your team knows what to do and how to do it is a huge part of it. So I'm sure that you all do different kinds of training, and I'm willing to bet that you probably use PowerPoint, Zoom, etc. I also bet that when you get someone droning on about a topic using these tools, you probably zone out. And your team does too. I mean, it is a reality of what happens. That's why I strongly recommend a tool called Articulate 360. That makes it so easy to whip together interactive, really beautiful e-learnings that really engages people and gets info across. You can create short-form micro-learning, super interactive courses, and really whatever you need when you're in their site. Then with a couple of clicks, you can send it out and check on it and see the progress of your team. Your team can also check back on the training anytime they want in a super simple portal. Literally everyone uses Articulate. Over 120,000 companies and all 100 Fortune 100 companies. Check it out at articulate.com/360 to start a free trial. That's articulate.com/360 to start your free trial. And don't forget to tell them that I was the one that sent you there.
Stop. Stop what you are doing. Radio Big is in the mix.
City lights that burn so bright. Starry night in countryside will fight.
Okay, there we go. Currently 46 minutes past the top of the hour as you and I are hanging out on this lovely Monday. Yeah, doing all the fun stuff that we get to do. You are still listening to the Rated R Safety Show. Yeah, this is Carry Us Home. Yeah, this right here, Harris. Allowing us to play this here on the Rated R Safety Show. Yeah, always a good time. Songs readily available on Apple Music, Spotify, and YouTube Music. So there you go. A lot of stuff going on inside of the world of the multiverse. No doubt about that. Would like to thank Harris, we're allowing us to play this here, no doubt about that. You know, we've played this one before, but I like it. I like it a lot. So there you go. So let's get into it. Let's talk a little bit. Let's move. Let's groove. Let me tell you about the most important thing that I'm ever going to tell you in my lifetime, and that's about my friends at To Write Love on Her Arms. No matter what you're facing, you deserve to be connected to help. And To Write Love on Her Arms wants you to know that people have been where you are now and healing is possible. Things can get better. To find out more information, go to TWLOHA.com. That's TWLOHA.com and click on the section that says Find Help. Once you get there, you'll see all kinds of information, anything related to addiction, depression, anxiety, eating disorder, self-injury, suicide, trauma, grief support, just to name a few. Like I said, go to TWLOHA.com, To Write Love on Her Arms, and click on the section that says Find Help. So there you go. TWLOHA.com. So as we hear that, move forward and all that kind of fun stuff, let's continue talking and moving and grooving and everything else as we are in the world here, because that is what we do. No, seriously, that is what we do. We talk a little bit about everything. So let's go into that. Let's talk about shooting some bull real quick. So big screen for a big purchase. So the most expensive item that you've ever purchased using your phone, a concert ticket, a vacation, a car, a discussion that has been going on around online recently, but about big screen purchases, the concept where many people choose a much larger strictly on their computer because they want to have a second window open to be able to view details and agreements in full and to avoid making the regretful mistake and bringing up question, do you pause and purchase until you can sit down in front of a larger screen to pour over the details of what you're getting into yourself into. And where you draw the line when it comes to buying something using your phone as opposed to, you know, your home computer. The iconic thing that there's a good chance that you've used your desktop computer to purchase your phone and maybe even your phone to buy a desktop. So I figure that if your phone is good enough to help you select a potential mate, it should be okay to help you select a sticking phone plan, I would imagine. I mean, what do you think? I mean, if you're looking at one to do the other, and then all of a sudden you won't do the other to do the one, I don't know. And what is up with these app things? I mean, I don't know, because I guess I'm older, so I wasn't around when this actually started happening. But the swipe thing, you know, you pick somebody off of an app and then you swipe left, you swipe right. I mean, I don't get it, but hey, whatever. Whatever works best for you. So there you go. Anyways, take a listen to this. Canada's first full-scale free grocery store is open. Since the pandemic, there has been a spike in food bank users across the country. The new Regina Food Bank Community Food Hub, modeled after the traditional grocery store, is set to open downtown in the summer in a former government liquor store. Government liquor store? Hey now. Food Bank Vice President David Frost says that he's giving clients choices rather than pre-selected boxes for food essentials. Now gives them items with dignity. It allows them to organize the food about 25% more people because clients might not always have to use all the items selected for them by someone else. When someone comes in to help and register, they will be able to stop in every 2 weeks and pick up about $200 worth of food in the grocery store style layout. A woman has given a 15% chance of conceiving a baby naturally after she was able to give birth to a child. After strangers donated $13,000 for her to go IVF, Germ Baker. Of England has always dreamed of being a mom, but never had the right man, which would start a family. After that, now the 38-year-old was diagnosed with endometriosis in 2017, and she was told that she had a low egg count and very poor chances of conceiving a child. All the news were soul destroying. She looked into in vitro fertilization, but also shocked by the cost. Her friends urged her to set up a GoFundMe, and she put it in just and it just went mental. She managed to raise $13,000, including her own savings of $1,500, and managed to lose 75 pounds to give herself a better chance of conceiving. After a few false starts, she took the pregnancy test, and she was positive. 9 months later, she was able to welcome her little girl, Clover Iris, into the world. Today, Clover Iris is 11 months, and Jim says being a mom is exactly what she dreamed of and more. Oh, what a beautiful thing. It sounds so beautiful that I almost feel like we should let John Smalls into our life and let him tell us, about what the hell's going on with the Motivation Minute. Let's do that right now. Here's John.
Motivation Minute, brought to you by GenesisGoldIRA.com.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's quote was submitted by Carl. George S. Patton said, "I don't measure a man's success by how high he climbs, but by how high he bounces when he hits bottom." What a great quote. If you've never fallen, you might not get it, but trust me, as someone who has bounced a few times, it's important to be ready for the fall and brace yourself. That way, you can and you will bounce back. Failure is not bad. It's actually okay if you fail properly. Make sure you take calculated risks and be prepared to lose some. Then you're more prepared to win some as well. Have you ever met a sore winner? I'll bet you have. someone who actually does well, but in their mind, they didn't do well enough. Be happy when you win and be okay when you don't.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com. I'm John Small. Thanks for listening. Your favorite motivational quotes can be submitted for upcoming programs at MotivationMinute.org.
Hello, I'm Richard Exley with your one-minute devotion. For 13 years, Joseph was a slave and a prisoner, but he prevailed because the Lord was with him. In prison, he remembered his God-given dreams, and they sustained him. Let Joseph be your example. No matter what you are facing, you can overcome if you don't lose heart. The Lord is with you, and he will fulfill his purposes in your life. Psalm 138:7-8 says, "Though I walk in the midst of trouble, you preserve my life. The Lord will fulfill his purpose for me." Lord Jesus, strengthen us in the hour of our trial. Give us a faith to persevere no matter how dark the night or how severe the storm. Amen.
If these devotions are a blessing and an encouragement to you, you can subscribe at oneminutedevotion.com.
Another pitfall of our society. Rated R. Safety Show.
Okay, 55 minutes past the top of the hour. Let's talk about some things that happened back on this date. Back in 2007, HBO's The Soprano airs its finale. More than 12 million viewers watched the end of the award-winning mob drama, the first graphically and explicit show with the inner workings of a fictitious mob family. The show is created in part with HBO making a serious players of producing great original programming. I remember watching that in real time and thinking my TV was broke on how the actual thing ended. But if you haven't seen it, well, I don't think it's a spoiler alert. I mean, come on, we're talking 2007. If you're looking at some birthdays for today, let's talk about some of them. Kate Upton turns 32. Adam Busby turns 43. Lee Bryce turns 45. DJ Qualls turns 46. Faith Evans turns 51. Bill Burr, 56. And Elizabeth Hurley, yeah, from Bedazzled fame, turns 59 today. If you're looking at some reasons to celebrate today, well, it's National Ballpoint Pen Day. It's National Bedbug Prevention Day, National Black Cow Day, National Egg Roll Day, and National Herbs and Spices Day, and National Iced Tea Day. So a lot of days to celebrate there, I guess, if you're kind of taking a look at that stuff. If you need a random joke for today, well, I have one of those for you. No doubt about that. Let's see. I thought I had a random joke. Yeah, here you go. The proper way to use the stress ball is to throw it at the last person who upsets you. I guess that's one way to look at it. If you need a phone starter today, try this. What would you be What would be the worst buy one, get one free sale of all time? If you need a question for the water cooler, try this. A study found that these are 48% smaller for women than men. What are they? Pants pockets. Yes, pockets inside of pants. Yeah, women have a smaller version of it. What's up with that? So there you go. Anyways, that's going to sum up our time together. Thanks for hanging out with me on this lovely Monday at the top of the hour. I will be going over to RadioBig.fm exclusively for the next couple hours or so. So you can come and hang out with me on RadioBig.fm. If you don't want to go over there, that's fine. You can hang out here with the likes of Sheldon Primus as he'll talk about the world of safety consulting. All you have to do is hang out here and he'll talk about all the stuff that's going on inside of that industry. Also, what are we looking at? 3 months from today, we'll be hanging out in Santa Fe, New Mexico. If you want to come and hang out, the Conklin Conference number 3. Well, hold on. What is that? Conklin Conference number 3. If you want to come and hang out with us at Santa Fe, New Mexico. For more information, go to safetyfm.io. That will have all kinds of information readily available. Anyways, thanks for always being the best part of Safety FM and Radio Big, and that is the listener. Without you, it makes no sense to do what we do around here. I know who you are.
Duh.
You know who I am. Love ya, mean it, and goodbye.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.